Hey darlings, and welcome or welcome back to the podcast. If it is your first time joining us, hi, how are you doing? Welcome. I hope you like it over here and you decide to stay and keep on coming back. And if you're coming back again, hey sweetie, what's good? What's popping? Thank you for coming back again. Truly appreciate the support and I appreciate you. I hope everyone has been good. I hope you've been taking care of yourself. Today is a Sunday. It's lovely weather outside. Well, I'm saying it's lovely because it's sunny, although it's still quite cold. So yeah, I'm not about to really go outside, but then it's so nice to have the sun like shining and hitting my room like this. It's very amazing. Even my mental health is like, you know, in a good space because of that. Because once it gets cloudy, yay, even my mental health is like a shikukukuku. But thank goodness we're having sun today, you know. Just, it's a nice view to just look outside and it's bright and there's light outside and everything. And since we're in the month of March, I hope you guys, like, we just started, we just got here, but I hope you guys have a beautiful month ahead. I hope it's everything that you need for it to be. I hope it's filled with blessings for each and every one of you. And I hope you are steady getting to that bag, okay? Even though at some point I'm just like, kind of like the bag chase us. Like, I just want to stop chasing the bag and let the bag chase me. But anyway, we continue to chase the bag, right? Because what can we do? What can we do? I just hope you're showing yourself some love, taking care of yourself, all those good things, moving your body and stuff like that, because I have. Okay, maybe not the moving your body so much, but then I'm always walking, so like I'm doing that. But at the same time, I've been like, though anyone that follows me on Instagram knows that I've been in my cooking bag lately. I'm like, Gordon Ramsay has got nothing on me. I'm a chef now. I cook, I clean. I just thought of a song lyric in my head and I'm not gonna say it out loud. But like, I've just been in my chef bag lately and I'm so enjoying that. Like, I'm enjoying it. Just every week I'm trying out, not necessarily trying out, but then every week I'm trying to cook different things for myself just to make sure that I eat, because unfortunately I'm like a toddler and I barely eat. So if I don't meal prep, I will not eat during the week. So that's why I'm always meal prepping and I'm always posting all these 1,000 meals and I'm always like, this is what I'm eating guys, blah blah blah. And I'm actually just enjoying that, because I guess I've just found something to be consistent in. And as much as it's not that consistent according to me, I'm just like, I'm not that consistent at it. But then I think I'm doing well for my standards. So absolutely love and appreciate it. And without further ado, let's get into today's topic. We're still on the Navigating Love series, right? And thank goodness I said that I wasn't going to be limiting it to February only, because otherwise you guys would have been looking at me like, ma'am, February is gone already and you still haven't dropped the second episode. Things happen, but we're here today. And guys, I think the reason why it's taken me, it's been almost 3 weeks since the last episode, 2-3 weeks, I think. And the reason why it's taken me so long, it's because, if I'm being honest, this is a not so easy topic to navigate, like this whole navigating love and stuff. It's not the easiest thing to navigate, you know? So I guess that's why for me it was like, I want to talk about it, but then at the same time, just like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Should I really be talking about it? Am I the best person to be talking about it? And also, do I want to put things out there like that? Because I feel like some of it is personal. A lot of it is personal. And I'm like, to God, come on, man. It's getting a bit oversharey here. Like, we're doing a lot of oversharing. I'm not mad at it, but then sometimes I'm just like, like we don't have to. So I've just kind of been wrestling with that and being like, okay, I need to gather my thoughts together and come and talk about this. I'm blabbing too much without even telling you guys what we're talking about today. So today we are talking about I have to laugh. So today we're talking about breaking free from situations and vibes. Oh my days. You know what, I know I seem like a disorganized person or whatever, but give me a break. I'm sorry. Okay, I am so sorry for that part. the reason why I had to sort of like just cut there is because I realized that I didn't Google the proper definition of situationship. I'm so sorry. I know someone's gonna be like, "Didn't you plan your things in advance?" I do, but then some things get forgotten. Okay. Anyway, since we're going to be talking about situationships and verbs, a situationship, according to the dictionary definition on Google, it's a romantic or sexual relationship that is not considered to be formal or established. Right. That's what a situationship is. Further definition, a situationship is a romantic or sexual relationship that lacks clear boundaries or commitment. It often involves two people who are emotionally connected and spend time together but do not define their relationship as a traditional partnership such as dating or being in a committed relationship. Okay, so according to the dictionary definition, that's what it is, right? And oh my days, this topic, I'm just like, guys, I want to talk about it, but then at the same time, I'm just like, I'm fighting with it, like internally, I'm fighting with it because I'm one person. First of all, when it comes to talking about romantic things, I avoid this topic, even in person. When people are talking about, oh, romantic, what do you think about this? Like, my brain literally shuts down. Like, I'm just like, I avoid it by all means. And the reason why is because, like, the aspect of romantic relationships and stuff like that, it's the area in my life where I feel like I have failed the most. I can't believe I'm saying this, but that's how I feel. Those are my feelings and they are valid. So it's the area in my life where I feel like, where I have felt like a failure for the most part, because it just did not work out, okay? We just struggled with that. So that's why talking about it is not really the easiest thing. But then at the same time, I decided that going forward on this podcast, I want to be talking about a lot of topics that people might feel ashamed about, just so that we can debunk shame, just so that we can shine a light on things and be like, these things happen, these things are a part of like life's experience, and you don't need to feel ashamed about it, because shame thrives in like secrecy. When you're ashamed about something, then you keep it a secret and then it eats you up on the inside. But then some things you really shouldn't be ashamed of, in as much as the situation around you or society or whatever may make you feel like, oh, you should be ashamed of this, or oh, we don't talk about this, or oh, we should keep this hush hush. It's life. It happens to most of us. We experience life that way. So in the spirit of debunking shame, we're going to be talking about some uncomfortable topics, because I mean, life is a learning curve. Honestly, it's a learning curve, right? So why I chose to speak about breaking free from situationships and vibes is because in my younger years, I say in my younger years as if I'm old, I'm almost 25, so I think I have every right to say in my younger years. In my younger years, I found myself involved in a lot of situationships. Let me not say found myself, I put myself in a lot of situationships. Yes, accountability. I put myself in a lot of situationships whereby it's like, bro, when I look back, I'm like, you had no business being in those situationships. Like, that was crazy business. What were you even thinking? But then I understand the fact that for the most part, it came from like a lack of self-love. It came from self-hate, if I'm being honest. I didn't love myself enough to respect myself enough to be like, you shouldn't be in those situations. So that's why I found myself in like constant situationships. As you can tell, it's plural because it was more than one. Was it more than two? I don't know. But then just know that it's plural. It was more than once where I found myself in these situations. And like I said, lack of self-love. And also a part of it stemmed from an internalized thought process of not feeling like, maybe of not feeling like I deserved good things. I was like, well, we're just gonna take what it comes. Like, whatever comes, we're just gonna take it, and then we're gonna roll with it, and then, and then, and then, and then. And it's like, no, babe, you deserve better. Like, love yourself enough to know that you deserve better, right? So, yeah, it came from that, like, not believing that I deserve better or whatever. And also another reason why I was finding myself in these situationships was because I didn't want to wait on God's timing for anything. I kid you not, there was a when I think about this, I laugh every time because I'm like, that was very silly. But then there was a time, a point where I was in this one situationship, right? And I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna act like it was very terrible. I was having a good time at the time. And I was like, you got, you know what? Your timing can wait. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Guys, I'm not proud of this, but then I'm just saying, this is what happened. This is my lived experience. I told God that I'm here for a good time, not a long time. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. That's crazy. But yeah, I was just like, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. So if this situationship is the good time, I know you're saying you've got this big plan, but like your big plan is taking quite long. So I'm going to take matters into my own hands. And then I'm going to be busy with this person. That's not really my boo, but then it's like they're my boo. It's like, you know. So yeah, that was just my thought process at the time. Just to show you how much sense I lacked, because there's no one that has common sense that thinks that way. If you think that way, please, I beg. So yeah, anyway, that was just what I went through, right? Or rather what I was thinking. And also excuse me. And also I realized that with guys, my thought process is all over the head. I'm so sorry. This topic is kicking my butt. But anyway, another thing, oftentimes how these things would start, because I thought I was being clever. So, you know, in situationships, usually there's one or even both parties that's like, I don't really want something serious. And then with me, the case was, if the other person said that, at first I would agree, and then I'd be like, nah, it's just chill vibes. But then guys, the more time you spend with someone and you're talking with someone and you're sharing whatever part of your life it is that you share with him, you're definitely going to develop a bond, some sort of bond with them. Okay? You can't be talking to somebody at midnight and think that you won't catch feelings. So in the beginning, I'll be like, yeah, no, it's fine, chilled vibes, we don't have to make it hectic, you know, I agree with what you're saying, but we're not looking for anything serious. And then with time, feelings would be caught. And then now I'm like, it's 2 a.m. I'm like, so what are we? That's weird. I don't know why I'm exposing myself like this, but then I just want anyone that's listening and might be going through the situation to know that it happens to the best of us, okay? Even those of us that think we're clever, it happens. And then it's like, girl, what you mean, what are we? Because we talked about that. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But like, feelings, I'm in my feelings, okay? And then that would be very disappointing, because one thing about people that the opposite gender, usually when they're in situationships, they don't change their mind for nothing, according to my experience. When they say, nah, I don't want nothing, it's going to be like that until the end. Don't think you can change anybody's mind. So through that, it opened like a lot of disappointment, obviously, and like heartbreak. Yo guys, the heartbreak that comes in situationships, it is the worst thing ever. You know, it's better to experience heartbreak when you are in a proper established relationship, and even when you're crying about it to people, you can understand, which, oh no, you know, you and Thomas were so in love and he broke your heart, we're so sorry, friend. But situationships, first of all, it's a secret most of the time, like you're not really telling people about it like that, right? And then when you experience heartbreak from it, now you can't start telling people about it. You can't start being like, yeah, I was in a situationship with this person, because you're going to look like a clown. You are a clown for being heartbroken over a situationship. I'm sorry. It's human. It happens. But you're a clown. You're Pennywise, and we should hire you for the circus. In fact, we should hire you for my child's 6th birthday next month. Okay? Because you're a clown. So the worst thing about the heartbreak or situationships is that it sort of, it eats you up on the inside, but you have to be silent about it. Maybe you don't have to be silent about it, but then my experiences was just that I was silent about it. I was just like, we are goa on the inside, but then on the outside you have to be strong, because now you can't just break down and cry and be like, so heartbroken over what, over who? Because for all we know, it's either you're single or you and this person are not even that serious. So why exactly are you crying, babe? Like, what reason do you have to be crying? So that heart, like that heartbreak, in as much as people don't want to admit that it's there, it happens that you get heartbroken in and over situationships. But then it is the worst because you can't really be open about it. You can't really be like, yeah, I'm heartbroken over this because, like, in the first place, what were you doing? You were playing with fire. What did you expect, right? So I experienced a heartbreak over a situationship. And you're bringing a goy, being fun by MYN, like bringing a goy, I was departuring. I can laugh about it now because, like, it's ages back. I've gotten over it. I'm cool. I'm good. I'm Gucci. But then back then, it wasn't funny. So that's why every time I see anyone that's in a situationship or that's about to get, I'm like, are you sure you want to do that to yourself? Or before, if you've done it already, get out as fast as you can, because the longer you stay in it, the longer you stay in it, the dead ends. You're gonna feel like you want to snort a whole bag of coke. That's literally how you're gonna feel, right? So don't do it. If you can take my advice, don't do it to yourself, babe. Like, don't do none of that to yourself. And because me, I'm a child of God, every time I was in these situations, I was like so uncomfortable in terms of like my mental health. Those were the times when I experienced like the most anxiety, because obviously you're going to be anxious because in your head you're saying 1 + 1 is equal to 2. This person hasn't texted me for the past 24 hours, but then I can't really say anything about it because we're not together. Can you see the type of stress that you're putting yourself through? Oh, this person pissed me off, but then I can't really say anything because, like, it's like we're together, but we're not together. Can you see the type of dizziness that you're putting yourself through? So that was for me, those were peak anxiety times. Like, those were. And ever since I stopped living that life, I have not had that much amount of anxiety again. Like I said, leave that situationship. Right, and the back and forth and everything, it's exhausting. Like, it's yeah, no, it's definitely not worth it, right? And I think another reason why I found myself in this situation is, so first of all, when I'm telling you this, you might think, oh, she was young and naive, that's why maybe she was in this situation. She was like getting herself into this situation, because I remember one of my, I like to consider him an older brother, one of my older brothers once thought that I was getting myself into these situations because I was naive. You know, I was not naive, I'm sorry to say. I was getting into it with like open, with eyes open, and I knew exactly what it was that I was getting myself in. But because I guess it's because I hated myself, that's why I got myself in the situation, knowing damn well that I had no business being in there. So it wasn't from a thing of, oh, maybe I was blindsided, or I didn't know what I was doing. Nah, if we're being honest, I did know what I was doing. I know why I was doing it, but I didn't know why, like what I was doing, right? So yeah, in terms of that, I was like, I know what I'm doing. And then it's like, do you really? Because what you're doing is just causing you stress and things like that. So I'm just like, on that part, I take full accountability for my actions and what it is that I might have done or gotten myself into in pursuit of, like, love, right? I'm like, fully take accountability for my action, even my nonsense behavior in those situations. I take accountability for it. I'm not gonna blame anyone else. I'm not gonna act like it was anyone else's fault because it was my fault, right? And I think a lot of that, me getting myself into those situations, it stemmed from, number one, looking for love in the wrong places. I think as human beings, a lot, if not all of us, have got a desire for love, right? Even though some of us end up going the wrong way about it, and then we're seeking love in unhealthy ways, in unhealthy places, were looking for love in places we have no business being in, but then it just came from a desire for love and validation to some extent, right? And now I'm so glad I'm at a point whereby I've learned that that's not how you go about it. That's not how you should handle things. You have no business getting yourself in those situations, right? In as much as back then, it's like my frontal lobe hadn't developed. It still hasn't fully developed now, but then I've got a lot more sense right now. And also, part of it stemmed from a lack of adult supervision when it came to these romantic things, right? From as early as I can remember, I've never had like maybe like an adult in my life or whoever sit down with me and be like, okay, you know, this is what romantic relationships are, this is what they're about, this is what they're like, this is what you should look for, this is the type of person that you should be, this is what you should work on and stuff like that. I've never had anyone say that to me, so I've had to figure out a lot of things for myself, which is where part of the danger was, because it's like you know nothing and you're trying to figure out something that's going to confuse you a lot. And also a lot of insight that I got in terms of, you know, love, romantic relationship was from my friends and my peers and the internet, social media and stuff like that. So it's like I'm getting advice from my friends. Let's say at this point, I'm going to use a random age number. Let's say at this point, I'm like 17 or 18, right? My friend is 17 or 18. We've been on Earth for the same amount of time. We're probably both as clueless as the next person is, right? Like, my friend is as clueless as I am. But that's the person that's giving me insight, that's giving me advice, that's giving me, like, that's telling me, oh, this is what you should do, this is what you shouldn't do. Baby, you're as clueless as I am. But then because there's no, like, that adult voice of wisdom is not there, probably I'm going to take my friend's advice because it's like, okay, sounds like it makes sense, even though sometimes it might not make sense or it might not be the best advice. But because there's no voice of reason, I'm going to take that, right? And then I'm going to go with it, which can be very dangerous even for, like, not just for myself but for anyone else out there, because like you probably need an adult perspective. And I know someone might be thinking like, oh, okay, fine, if you felt like you didn't know, why didn't you maybe ask your parents or whatever? I grew up in an African household. You don't really just ask your parents, not just in an African household. I grew up in an African household with strict parents that told me that books before boys, because boys bring books before boys, because boys bring babies, right? So you can't be like, oh, but like, oh, I think this, your books, focus on your books. Why are you thinking about boys? Why are you talking to boys? Why are you hanging in books? So it's like, even if you wanted to ask, you can't really ask, because now they're going to be like, what do you know about boys? Have you been talking to boys and stuff like that, right? So that's why for the longest time, it wasn't really even a thing to be like, oh, okay, I can ask. Now I can talk to my mom about things because I'm like, I'm old now. Okay, not old, but like I'm older. So I can talk to her about things and she'll reason with me like an adult and not just be like, read your books, focus on your books. Boys will always be there. Wash our white cleaner and stuff like that. So yeah, it's things like that that make young people get themselves into situationships, because there's no like understanding of, oh, this is what I should be doing or this is what I shouldn't be doing. And unfortunately for a lot of people, then they get to learn from their mistakes and they get to learn through experience, which could for some people, a lot of people, maybe have been avoided if they had that thing like just adult supervision. So if you're an adult and you've got kids or you will have kids in the future, think about having conversations on such topics with them, because it could really like go a long way. Like, it's definitely going to help them, just so that they know, you know, when you know things from home, you know that even when you get out there, you've got values and morals and a voice of reason that grounds you based on the teachings that you have gotten from home, and not just what you hear on the street or what you hear on your friend. You might hear stuff from your friends, you might hear stuff on the streets, but then it's like you just have got that voice from home that like that just grounds you. So that's basically it. And for me, I'm so glad that like God had mercy on my life, in the sense that, in as much as like I was telling you that at some point I was like, God, your timing is too slow for me. I'm trying to have fun right now and you're taking your time. In as much as I was rebellious like that, God was still merciful to pull me out of certain situations, to pull me out of those silly situations that I was getting myself in before, because I don't know like where I could have ended up or how those things could have changed my life forever. In as much as some of them really did impact my life, I feel like it could have been worse if God hadn't intervened at the time that he intervened and literally like snatched me out of those things and just showed me that the way I was going in wasn't really the way to go. So yeah. And if you've been listening and you feel like I'd like us to further have this conversation, feel free to message me. Like, I'm sure you probably know where you can reach me, or I will put down my, I'm mostly available on Instagram, if I'm being honest, or for those that know me personally like that, then on WhatsApp and iMessage. But then like, if you feel like this is a conversation that you'd like for us to chat about, exchange views, share insights and stuff like that, please feel free to message me. And if you're in a situationship, I'm going to pray tonight that God breaks you out of that situationship before it breaks you. Because the heartbreak that you're going to face is still doing push-ups. It's still doing not just push-ups, the diamond thingy push-ups. Those of you that go to the gym know the type of push-ups that I'm talking about and how hard they are. Like when you do the diamond thingy and then you're doing push-ups, yeah, the diamond push-ups, that's the heartbreak that's gonna hit you if you don't get out of that situationship. And I'm not being a hypocrite and being like, I don't want you to have your fun. It might be fun for a moment, but then is it really worth it? Is it really worth like your mental health and stuff like that? I mean, if you feel like you're having fun and it's not impacting you in any way and you've got nothing to lose, go ahead, babe. Like, go ahead. This is not for me to like judge anyone and be like, yeah, get out of that situationship. No, if it works for you, then, but just know that you are worth more than that. You're worth more than someone that doesn't know where they stand with you or what they want from you, or someone that only texts you when it's convenient for them. That person that's texting you only after 9 p.m. during the day, they don't text you as if they are a witch, as if you yourself are a witch. Get out of that. Like, please, I want better for you. Like, I want better for anyone that is. I know there's like, is it one or two people? I know there's definitely one person that has had a conversation with me on this situationships thing, and they know how much I went hard on being like, you need to get out of there right now, because that heartbreak that you're gonna face, it's better to get out of it on your own terms than to have to be like kicked out of it or to be pushed out of it. Like, just live peacefully and be like, you know what, thanks for your experience, I'm good, I'm Gucci, and then just leave, than to be kicked out of it. Because trust me, bro, you don't want that. So yeah, if this has been speaking to you, I wish you all the best. This was basically me just talking to myself, almost like a progress check, to be honest, because I'm just like, I've come a very long way, and I'm so glad I've come a very long way. In as much as this may be one topic in my life where I feel a lot of shame about it, I'm a firm believer that God reveals to redeem. So this is just his way of showing me that you're not where you used to be, and you've made plenty progress, and there's so much to be happy about and proud of in terms of that. And you're doing good, sweetie. So I hope you guys continue taking care of yourself, taking care of your mental health, walking, running, working out, swimming, just living an active lifestyle for those of you that can, because it's a privilege to be able to move your body. But I'm not going to get into that today. But like, just taking care of yourself and being good to yourself and treating yourself well and just showing yourself some love. And hope to catch you on the next one. Bye.